Chill Cast has begun. Welcome. I'm your first host, or second, doesn't really matter, Zach.
And I'm your other host, Sarah.
Or you're the first host, Sarah, Zach, Zach, Sarah. Doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter, because we're pretty chill here.
Hence the name, the Chill Cast. Today's topic, we don't know. I'm going to come up with it. Halloween is around the corner.
It is.
It's only 4 weeks away.
I know. I looked at my calendar today and I realized that October is next week. Monday.
Costumes.
I'm very excited.
Costumes.
What about costumes?
What are the classic Halloween costumes, though? There's new ones every year. This year, Fortnite costumes are everywhere.
This is true.
Stranger Things was a big thing last year and this year. But those are relative. They'll come and go.
I mean, I feel like some of the basics are going to be your like classics. Cowboys.
For boys, I feel like boys and girls might have different.
And doctors.
Yes.
Are both pretty common.
Pirate.
Pirate is very common.
The light in our room flickered and it scared me.
We have a ghost.
Ghosts are pretty common because that's very easy to do.
That's very true, yep.
But
there is one that I didn't mention because I don't feel like it is an appropriate, a culturally appropriate costume.
Oh.
And that is the Indian.
Native American.
Native American. It is very common.
Yes. Almost every store we went to had some, except.
The last one that we
Halloween,
went to.
Halloween. No. They,
Well, there's Spirit. There's
Spirit
Halloween
didn't have it.
Halloween City.
They didn't have it.
And there's Twisted Halloween.
Halloween City.
In our area.
Halloween City and Twisted had it, but Spirit did not have it.
Which was actually surprising, considering that they're probably the most commercial.
But I think that makes sense. They want to piss anyone off.
I suppose so.
Walmart also doesn't carry those types of costumes. That's the key.
I don't think Savers does either.
What's there's different kinds of costumes in the world. Mm-hmm. There's the ones you get at a costume shop or a Halloween store.
Mm-hmm.
But then like.
And the light went out.
Our light just turned off. That lamp we should fix.
Probably.
Oh, and it's on.
All right. That spooky ghost.
Halloween, Walmarts have different types of outfits. You're like Walmarts and Targets.
They're more the classic ones, typically.
And cheaper ones sometimes.
And the cheaper ones.
Yeah, you'll see your pirates and stuff there. But then that's also where you get to see, like, Batman is always at Walmart every year.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes multiple versions.
Superman,
Wonder Woman now has become a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man is another one.
Mm-hmm. The Hulk.
Yeah, yes. I think. This is okay. Every kid looks great in a costume. Great job. But what are the costumes when they come to your door? You're like, ugh, really?
Well,
really?
So I'll do a story time real quick.
No, this is the Chill Cast, not the story cast.
It's a Halloween story.
Okay.
It's a very chill Halloween story. So one year I decided that I was going to dress up as Lucille Ball. Because I was a nerd.
How old were you? How did you even fucking know who Lucille Ball was?
I was probably in like fourth or fifth grade, I'd say.
Oh my god.
I love Lucy.
Oh I know that, my god.
That makes me sound really old. I'm actually not that old.
You loved I Love Lucy.
I did. My parents used to show me clips and I thought that she was just the greatest.
I have no issues with Lucille Ball.
But anyway, so I dressed up as her.
Never dressed up as her.
And I went to countless houses.
Nobody knew who I was. Not even the old people.
But one of the old people, there was this little old lady that she lived a couple doors down from where I lived. And I remember.
Lucy's here!
No, she actually said to my face.
You look ugly.
No, she said, what are you supposed to be? Some kind of hooker. And I had to have been in like fourth or fifth grade.
She sounds like a bitch.
My skirt was past my knees. I was wearing like a wool cardigan.
Here's the thing, even if you were wearing a short dress.
My ankles were showing and that was inappropriate to her.
Oh yeah, fuck her. She's probably dead.
You know, that's very good. Cruel.
But is it cruel? She sounded like... Look,
not the nicest of ladies.
I have seen terrible Halloween costumes handing out candy, and I've never said to a kid, you fucking look like a piece of shit.
I will say probably some of the most, like, weird costumes that just... not right on children is, like, the Hulk. Like, all
it's
the
hard
fake
to make a Hulk
padding
costume
and stuff
look
to
good.
Me always just looks so weird. And, like,
well, I was going
to
say, building off your story here, that's how I know I've gotten old a bit. Is as each Halloween has passed, I start to recognize characters less and less.
Yeah.
like, you know, oh, Spider-Man's up. And then I'll see a character and I'll kind of look at it. And I'm like, what are you from?
Yeah.
Like, is that a new anime? Is that a new streaming show? There's like, is that Paw Patrol?
There's Paw Patrol, there's Descendants is another really big one. And those costumes, to me, they look the same as the Monster High costumes.
Right.
And it's just...
Which, I don't have a problem. I don't want to be a grumpy old man.
And then what's the difference between Monster High and Bratz? I don't know. Some are dead,
I think some
guess.
Are monsters.
I don't know. Point is that I'm getting old.
I think there's not a problem. I don't have a problem with kids wanting to dress... Because here's the thing. I don't want kids to, like, just be weirdos and dress up as, like, Lucille Ball or something for Halloween.
Here's a fun
like,
thing.
I want them to dress up as relevant characters.
Here's a fun thing.
It just makes me sad that I'm not.
Have you ever looked at Halloween costumes from old pictures from, like, your grandparents?
Yeah, some of them are bad.
Those are terrifying.
Yeah. They didn't have.
Oh my gosh.
Well, no, because back then, you know, you didn't just go to a Halloween, especially if it was like the 40s or something. You didn't just go to like a big Halloween pop up shop and have a huge. You know, you went to a drugstore. Maybe they had like a little mask, or you had to
make your own.
Yeah.
Those early.
Have you ever made your own costume?
I mean, most of my costumes I hand picked together, more or less because I am a plus size person. I have been my entire life.
Not when you were like six
weeks
old.
I was always bigger. Well, no, I wasn't a big baby, but.
Wah.
But, no, I was always bigger. And so finding costumes in my size for my age was not a easy thing.
It varies from store to store these days.
They're much better today. However, still, when we walk through the Halloween stores, there are no plus size sections.
I'll say, what was the first store?
Halloween City.
No. The Spirit. They actually had plus size stuff throughout the store. They didn't have a section.
They do.
Whereas we went to Twisted Halloween City and they didn't have like jack shit.
No, they didn't have anything. I will say last year, I do remember I went to a Halloween store, and I don't remember which one it was, but they actually had an entire section that was just plus size, and I just about cried.
That might have been Spirit, because Spirit sometimes has a few of them put together.
No, it wasn't Spirit. Mm. It was...
They vary, too. That's the other thing. They're all pop-up. Who fucking... From one year to the next.
Halloween Express.
Oh, we haven't
been
to that one
yet. Which I don't know if they...
This year.
I don't know what happened to them, because I feel like I usually see them, and I haven't seen any this year. But it was Halloween Express, and they had an entire section last year that was just for plus size. And as I said,
but the problem is a lot of those plus size outfits, they're like pirate, ghost, mermaid.
They had some different ones.
Like, there's no Fortnite plus size outfits.
No, but the one that I got, or I guess it was also 2 years ago. Oh,
I just
boy.
Popped my knee.
Oh, boy. Sorry. 2 years ago, I was looking for a Bride of Frankenstein costume, and
yeah,
I found
you make that.
The dress, and the dress was a plus size.
That's true.
And I was very happy. And my wig was ridiculous. If you can even call it a wig. It was just rolled up...
Cotton balls.
Thick paper and cotton balls that I then spray painted. It looked great.
There's a tradition of Halloween stores. It's become like almost like it's part of the season, at least for me, for you as well. You know, figuring out what was the store?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What was this place before it became this pop-up shop? Is this the Circus City?
So up until this year in our neck of the woods, we had never had a Halloween City, which I believe
I think they're newish.
So I think they're Party City.
Yeah, I think it's like Party City puts on a mask.
basically. And the first, this is the first year that they've popped up in our area. And I honestly think the only reason why it's there is because it is from our recently gutted Toys R Us.
Rest in peace, Jeffrey.
We love you, Jeffrey.
You love him. I don't know. I have no... When people get so sad about Toys R Us, my parents never took us to Toys R Us. Like I said, okay, we went to Walmart for our fucking toys. We ain't spoiled.
As a spoiled brat, I loved Toys R Us. But anyway, yes.
Yeah, we walk around that store and we're like, but oh yeah, this is where the Legos used to be.
It was pretty depressing just walking around there.
There is this weird element of like, you're entering a carcass of an old store.
And that's what makes it even creepier and perfect for Halloween. It kind of does, stores.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, come enter this old Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what you'll find? Capitalism has destroyed another soul.
Exactly.
Fortnite is the hottest Halloween stuff right now.
It is.
Flying off the shelves.
Fortnite just in general.
Fortnite in general is just huge.
Has taken over the world.
Fortnite is going to be the out. Not for us, because we're younger. And, you know, I play a lot of video games for a job, essentially, in a way.
Yep.
But Fortnite's going to be the one for people, like, a little older as, like, in their 30s and 40s. Those will be the outfits that when they come to the door, they're going to be like,
What is this? Why are you wearing a onesie? That's... Are you a Care Bear?
And, like, some of them are going to be weird because, like, the skeleton outfit just kind of looks like...
It just looks like a Halloween skeleton costume. They're going to be like, oh, wow, you're a skeleton. It's like, no, I'm the Fortnite skeleton.
And they're going to do the Fortnite dances and the kids. And the kids.
And the parents are going to be like, I died, dude. I don't know either.
Hopefully they won't be fucking assholes like that old lady. What's to you? Are you supposed to be a skeleton man?
How are you supposed to be? Yeah, I don't know. Don't know.
I think the word... Okay. Halloween outfits on kids. You really can't criticize them unless you're a mean old lady. Because they're kids. But once you get into your adult's age, I think if you're gonna dress up for Halloween, do it. Don't pull... The thing that I hate are the people that do the fucking quick, cheap, I don't really want to dress up, but I'm gonna do like a... The one that always is the one where people are like, they will put on a nice suit and they're like, I'm Bruce Wayne. It's like, fuck off.
If you do it well, there is one and there's one group that they actually go to a lot of conventions, like comic book conventions, and it's a man and a woman that are dressed up as Thomas and Martha Wayne.
That's different. That's
and every
different.
Time they go up to a Batman, they collapse.
That's
and
different.
It's the most but see,
they put effort into it, and it's a cosplay. I'm talking about the person that comes to a Halloween party, and they stuck a hole punch, like two black pieces of cardboard on their shirt, and they're like, "I'm hole punched. Like I got hole punched on a piece of paper." It's like,
I guess so. I mean, there's also like the lights that you can stick basically anywhere, and you like push them mm-hmm. in order to turn them on. Some people will put that like on their chest and be like, "I'm Iron Man."
See, fuck that. Put effort into it or don't do it.
Yeah.
Especially if, look, some people can't afford to make good outfits. I can't afford to make a good outfit. If you can't afford to make a good outfit, you know, put some effort into it and just own it. It's the people that, like, put the fucking black dots on their shirt and go, oh, I'm hole punch. But I don't really care about Halloween. It's like, fuck off.
Some people, like, really like Halloween. And some people get really into Halloween.
People that put a name tag on and it's like Bob, but their name's actually like Sean or something. They're like, I'm Bob. It's like, go to fucking hell. That's not a costume. You're an asshole. That's when you need that old lady. Yeah, you have, what are you, a hooker?
Mm-hmm.
It really upsets me.
I can tell you're not very chill about this.
I know.
Let's bring it back down. What is your favorite Halloween candy?
You're making a jump here. I mean, costumes, now we're doing candy. We got a whole month of chill casts. You're taking a topic. Okay, well, No. You named it. Candy.
I mean, I have a pretty good guess of what Zach's is.
Yeah, and I have a pretty good guess of yours. That's why we should switch it. What's the shittiest Halloween candy to get? An actual candy. Not caramel apples.
I don't like Milk Duds.
I like a Milk Dud.
I don't. Also, Gobstoppers. I don't like
those. Gobstoppers suck. They're just bad job breakers, basically. And I don't even like job breakers.
Yeah, they're not good.
I'd say my least favorite candy is anything that's got fucking coconut in it.
Mounds. You can just give all of those to me, because I love coconut.
That was the thing. Eli and me, we both liked the same candy. Eli, my brother, we both liked the same candy, so we didn't do the cool thing that some people do, like trading. It was more just like, I want that. Give me that.
She would just fight over it. See, I was an only child, so it was just, we
went to Toys R Us every weekend.
I got to choose whatever candy I wanted, and then whatever I didn't want, your my dad would eat.
Yeah. Well, and my parents would do the thing where they'd, you know, take our bowl of candy and they'd be like, they got a check for razor and poison, and they eat a bunch. And I remember as a kid being like, you fuckers, you're just eating my candy.
Was that the real conspiracy?
Did your parents ever do the thing where, because we'd go out for like 3 hours trick-or-treat. We'd trick-or-treat for a long time. And our parents would just hang out at the house and let us do it. But we'd come back and drop off candy. And so my dad sometimes, like, they'd run low on candy, so we would just pour the candy we didn't like into the bowl and recirculate the candy.
No, I didn't do anything like that.
What's the candy that's in the bottom of Sarah's bag that doesn't get eaten?
Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, fucking Tootsie Rolls suck.
I don't like Tootsie Rolls. Especially, like, there's Tootsie Rolls, and then they have, like, the flavored Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, those are...
There's, like, lime Tootsie Rolls.
That doesn't make it any better.
They're the most disgusting things.
It's like somebody took dog shit and was trying to sell it as candy, so I was like, this tastes bad. And they're like, well, I put some lemon in it now. It's like, well, no, it's still bad.
No, it's worse.
You know what I hate more than Tootsie Rolls in a way is Tootsie Pops. Because I love lollipops.
And then
you get to that, you get that first lick of the Tootsie, and you're like, oh, that's right.
No, that's right.
It sucks.
Screw it, yeah.
Opposite of that are the Airhead. No, not Airheads. What? They're the ones with the gums inside of them.
Oh, Blow Pops.
Those are fucking beautiful.
Yeah, except the gum only lasted about 5 seconds.
The gum sucks.
But at least it was sweet on the inside. Yeah. But like a sugar and sweet, not like, a chocolate sweet.
Yes.
And that was the thing
or
that
a caramel,
like.
Caramel, I think. What's
Tootsie Pops are chocolate.
Are they chocolate? Because they're fucking up somewhere. Someone needs to tell them that's not what chocolate's supposed to be.
I'm pretty sure they're chocolate. It's just like not good chocolate.
Bottom of Zach and Sarah's bags. Okay, they get eaten. I know you don't like candy corn.
I do not like candy corn.
Weird. It's so amazing.
I don't.
It's fucking God's own gift to the world.
I cannot stand it.
Sweet tarts.
I like sweet tarts.
Eh, fine.
I like sweet tarts.
They're like, when I say bottom of the bag, I'll eat them eventually, but that's something that's like picked over for a while. Almond Joy, any of those things.
I'll take those.
Paydays are good. I like a payday.
Oh, I love paydays. I went on like a phase where all I needed was paydays. They were so good.
I love Nerds.
Well, you are one.
If I said my favorite, like the candy I'm going to pick out first.
It would be Reese's.
Probably a Reese's cup, Reese's pieces, Reese's anything really. Mm-hmm. Followed by Kit Kat. Yeah, it would go like Reese's Cup, Kit Kat.
What are your feelings on Butterfingers?
I like a Butterfinger, but I don't eat them anymore. Because they just, I feel them destroying my teeth. And I'm like.
I love Butterfingers.
Oh, I love them too. But I know what it's doing.
Yeah.
Butterfingers is a candy where you take a few bites and then you have to spend 5 minutes going like.
This is true. This is very true.
And that's the thing, Milk Duds. You gotta be careful, Milk Duds.
Yeah, I don't like Milk Duds for that reason. Especially because, like, you go trick-or-treating, you get them in your bag, and then, like, through all of the movement and the friction, when you open it, like, when you finally get home and you open up the box, it's just all stuck to the side. Because it's starting to get warm. Like, unnaturally warm.
I love a Milk Dud.
Oh, so gross.
Because it's a candy.
I'll just, like.
It lasts you for a while.
It does, but
you put it in your mouth and you just let it kind
of. I was the kid that would like suck off all of the
chocolate.
Yeah,
that's what I did.
And then
yeah.
I would just spit out the caramel.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't like the caramel.
Fucking gross.
It was gross.
When you give out candy at Halloween.
Yes. Good costumes get 3 to 4 pieces of candy.
So you do. The specifics I don't care about.
Super do.
The specifics I don't care so much, but like a better costume.
Oh, it gets more candy. They get a little more. The younger the kid, they get more candy.
I don't like that one.
But if like a sweet little like 3-year-old comes up and she's dressed as like the cutest fairy in the world.
Yeah, she looks good. She's got a great outfit. But if she just comes up to me.
Oh, no, she's not wearing a costume. She doesn't get a lot of candy.
Well, I'd hope you're not just giving candy to kids that don't wear costumes. That's a strange thing to do. It is weird to think about that, like, Halloween's the one day of the year where it's totally okay for you to hang out on your front porch and give out candy to strange kids. If you did that on, like, July 3rd, you'd have the police called on you and people would be, like, arrested. But it's okay on Halloween. You could do it on Halloween. It's okay.
Yeah, that is an odd thing.
I give candy to kids that have better costumes. I will admit, I don't know if I have a number. It depends on the bowl. At the beginning, if you want a lot of candy from me, you want to come towards the end of the night. Because at the beginning of the night, I'm careful. One piece for you, one piece, two piece for you.
I know.
But by the end of the night, I'm like, oh shit. There's a lot of candy. Or not even the end of the night. Halfway through the night, I realize I have plenty of candy to give these kids. That's when you start going like, actually, so what I do, I think you saw this when I gave out candy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes what I'll do if it's only like 2 or 3 kids is I'll just do the stick your fucking hand in. Grab what your little hand can grab.
Yeah.
Some of those kids can grab a lot.
The thing is that
little girls, I don't know what about little girls.
Their claws like extend out and they. But the thing is that usually, at least in my neighborhood.
We gave out full size candy bars and.
No.
And,
no.
Every kid got to go to Toys R Us.
No, gosh. No, later on in the night is when the older kids came out. And the older kids never dressed up. So they only got one piece of candy.
Yeah.
I didn't care how much was left in my bowl.
They no, yeah. One for, piece yeah, of yeah. candy.
Because yeah, they were being little shits and I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
But as soon as like the cutest little kid in a mummy costume comes up, I'm like, you can have a handful. Because you tried.
The last year I trick-or-treated was 2003. So, I think it was 03. No, it was probably 04. Yeah, it was 04. So that would be 14 years ago. 13 years ago. Which would mean I was 14 years old. And I remember none of my friends were trick-or-treating. They all went to parties, and I was like, free candy. And that was the year I realized it was no longer, I could no longer trick-or-treat.
Yeah, I don't actually remember my exact age or what year I stopped trick-or-treating, but there was like, I know that it was at, I was in at least sixth grade.
Yeah,
I know
that much. I was in seventh.
I was at least in sixth grade. And then I think after that, it was like, oh, you're going to middle school? No more trick-or-treating. Yeah. Like, I think that was kind of like the flip for me.
Yeah.
And then from that point on, I just kind of stopped celebrating Halloween for a while. And then I got back into Halloween, and I got back in real good because I love Halloween so much.
See what?
We need to decorate soon.
It's true. Yay. Well, what happened to me was, turned 14. I'll tell the story here. Eli and I went trick-or-treating. My parents, we had just moved into this new area in Kansas, and we didn't know the town. So they had a friend that I kind of knew, I had just met. I will change his name. I'll call him Tommy.
We'll expose your brother, not your friend.
Well, because this person's kind of an asshole.
Oh, all right. Well, then, screw you, Tommy.
Anyways, so Tommy was like a year and a half older than me, because that's... It's a long story, but basically, I'm like... a year or 2 years younger than everyone else in my class.
That's including me.
Yeah. So anyways, we...
A little more.
My parents were like, you need to have a friend with you because you don't know this area. So Tommy walked around with me and Eli as like a babysitter almost. And that's when me and Eli...
So it was like a 16, a 14, yeah, and like a 12-year-old.
And that's what I remember. Also, like, he was like on his phone, which I didn't even have a phone. He was on his phone... texting people like about parties that he wanted to go to, but he had to fucking walk with us for like an hour because his mom made him. And that's what I Remember, I had this realization, like, I guess I'm done.
I think you're done.
But then the next few years, what we would do is we would just hang out. We would give out candy for a while, and then a few of us would get together, and, like, one year I dressed up as an old man, and we wouldn't really trick-or-treat. We would just be out on the night kind of looking at costumes and having fun and stuff.
And I think that's the thing, is that if you're older and you want to go out for Halloween, you want to get a cool costume and you want to go do it, that's fine. You can go walk around the streets, but just don't be a shit.
Yeah.
Don't take kids' candy.
No.
But if you want to walk around and be spooky or jump out at people, like, that's okay. As long as it's all in fun. Don't be a dick. That's really the moral of the story.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You're at your house. You're giving out candy.
Yes.
We're an hour or two into Halloween night.
Mm-hmm.
And a man walks up in a really cool ninja outfit, whatever. But it's just him.
A grown-ass man?
No kids. And he's just... got a bag and he wants candy. What's your reaction to that?
Well,
because I think there probably there are definitely adults that trick or treat.
I would
probably
make a comment and be like, "Oh, sent the kids to bed early, huh?"
And he's like, "No, I don't have kids."
And depending on the response, I would probably be like, "Get the fuck off my yard."
And he's like, "I don't have kids. I just like candy. I enjoy being. I don't believe in age. I'm just, you know, I like to have fun." Are you single?
Go to the store and buy your own candy. No, I am.
My ninja outfit?
No, I don't like your ninja outfit.
Can I come in?
No!
I'm a ninja. I'm going to sneak in.
Okay.
You want to see my sword?
No. No.
Okay.
Bye.
No, I don't. I like you.
No.
Want to hang out?
No.
What are you supposed to be?
Nothing.
Sexy?
And, you know, at this point,
there's, like, kids behind them trying to
inside of my house calling 911 saying there is a grown-ass ninja.
What would you tell 911? You would tell them there's a grown-ass ninja on your yard? And then
you know
what she would say? She'd go, click.
Yeah, I know. They'd be like, it's Halloween, get over it.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, he's going to kill me. And they'd be like, it's Halloween. They wouldn't care. I'm pretty sure the police on Halloween are just like,
that sucks. I'm not a big police fan, but I'll say that on Halloween night of like that's like the night of like
that's like that's the day that like retail employees hate working Black Friday.
Yeah.
Like cops hate working Halloween. Yeah. It's like the same shit.
Yeah. Probably for a lot of the same reasons. Long hours, people stealing shit, lots of annoying kids and families. Mm. Getting shot.
And then there's that like one instance where the cop's like, no, I'm not gonna go investigate this, and it's like, no, you don't understand, someone has murdered my family.
Yeah.
And it's like you hear the next day on the news like some bad press. Oh, and there were needles in the candy. Like, I don't know, it would be bad though.
That's an interesting thing to mention, candy and needles and all this stuff. So you want to know something funny? Now I don't have a computer in front of me.
I don't know what's funny about needles and candy.
They are
hilarious.
But
okay. All right.
I don't say in front of me, but from what I remember, like people have looked into it, like Snopes and other things. There's never been a confirmed case of a random person just sticking razors into candy bars. That's all a myth, like a tall tale that starts. The only, like, the best examples people point to, it's usually like a neighbor who's annoyed at like the specific family. And so he'll try to poison those kids. And that's happened a couple times, maybe. But the idea of, like, some person just sticking razor blades into every candy bar.
I agree with you. But the only thing that frightens me, and I don't know how much information you know about this, but I guess in Australia they are currently having an issue where I guess some of the, like, the actual harvesters of strawberries were putting needles in the produce. And selling it, and people have been getting injured. Like, there's like a huge.
Were they doing it on purpose?
I think it was. I think it was supposed to be some sort of like public display of like mistreatment, or I don't know. I'm not from Australia. I don't know.
We cannot confirm if this is true or not.
I just remember seeing a lot of stories.
Though
about
I will say, this is why I don't eat fruit. Another great reason
I
not to eat fruit.
Fruit.
But my point is that I think some parents are way too fucking paranoid about Halloween.
I agree. I think so.
Especially
because
nowadays candy is so much different. It's like, it's all prepackaged little things. Like, people just pass them out. It's in. Yeah. And also, like, I remember reading a story about police talking about it, and they're like, look, if a person did this, they'd be very easy to trace. Like, it wouldn't take them very long to figure it out, because kids don't walk very far.
Right. It's going to be in that neighborhood.
Yeah, and then you just kind of start going door to door, and usually there's a suspect you already have, and being bought up. Like, it would be pretty easy to catch them. This guy's a
real jerk around the holidays. Old
Razor McGee is probably the guy I'm going to knock on his door first.
That old lady that calls little girls hookers, that's our main suspect. I remember crying that night, for the record. Oh, like, I was very upset about this.
I'll be honest, if you walked up to me dressed as Lucille Ball, I don't know. It's coin flip if I'd be able to figure out if you were Lucille Ball.
I mean, I have, like, the red curly wig and everything.
She has red hair?
Yeah.
I've only seen black and white photos of Lucille Ball.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I love Halloween a lot. Oh, she does have red hair. I guess that... Oh, I never realized that. I don't know why I got really burpy and sick there for a moment.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry, Lucy.
Someone enjoyed their dinner.
Is Halloween your favorite holiday?
For me, yes.
Yeah. There's not a lot of pressure. You don't have to deal with family.
I will say it has become a very expensive holiday just because of candy prices alone.
Yeah.
Like,
it's so much cheaper than Christmas, though.
We are the truly healthy couple here. And we have a candy bowl.
What's that supposed to mean?
And usually candy, like, if I buy a bag of candy, it's going to be anywhere between $4 to $6.
Yeah.
Right now, because it's Halloween, candy prices are anywhere between $9 to $15.
Yeah, but you get a lot more.
You do, and you do get the variety bags now, which I understand the variety bags include, you know, cross.
Did you ever give out full-size candy bars?
No, we never did. However, we went to the houses that did give them out. Also, I don't know if this is too much information, but the owner of Topsy's Popcorn.
It's a local...
It's not local. It's everywhere.
Oh, is it?
I believe so, yeah. I think Topsy's Popcorn is available just about everywhere.
Wow.
Well, it used to be, at least. But the owner, the original owner of Topsy's Popcorn, he lives in the general area. And as kids, we would go to his house because he had, like, a huge mansion. And he would give out full-size candy bars and popcorn bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And popcorn balls. Like, if a family walked up, he would give you an entire tin of popcorn and candy bars. It was amazing.
You think he was doing that because he had so much popcorn, he just had to get rid of it?
Probably.
Please take this popcorn.
Please take all the popcorn.
My favorite houses as a kid were the houses that not only did they give out full candy bars, but you'd also find those houses that were like, here's a soda, like a can of soda, cold soda. Oh, fuck, that was the best. And we would do the thing where we had a few masks and we'd hit them a couple times.
Zachary.
What?
Maybe they aren't local.
Fuck the houses.
That gave out bags of chips and apples?
Yeah, or like, yeah, here's a caramel apple. I mean, those are the people that worry me about razors. Because you can just stick that shit in a fucking apple.
Yeah, it's the homemade treats that I'm always like, I'm good. I'm real good. I don't really need that.
Because I don't want a caramel apple.
You know, I like apple slices with caramel, and it's pretty good. But, like,
it's actual so hard to
caramel
eat.
Apples are awful.
They stick to
and
your
And they cover
teeth.
Them in, like, nuts, usually. Oh, and it's just not very good.
Or the motherfuckers that give you toothbrushes.
Oh, yeah, toothpaste. Those people can burn in hell.
What, were you going to... You wanted to die?
I was going to say burn in hell.
Oh, my God.
It was not... nope, good.
Halloween is great, though. We might have another episode about Halloween. I don't know.
We do love Halloween.
Maybe we'll talk about decorations or something. But that's the end of the Chillcast for now. I think we learned a lot about ourselves. We learned that some people watched I Love Lucy as a child.
Yeah, well, we learned that some people trick-or-treated a little older than they probably should have.
It's true.
Either way, we had fun, and I hope you had fun listening.
Well, yeah. So, the Chillcast. It's over.
It's over. Go have fun and chill. Bye.